This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday and a Friday, it's official. Tier 3 mitigations announced statewide yesterday by Governor Pritzker. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Before we get to our local numbers, another 4 deaths here in Macon County. Yesterday, I believe the number was 125.
25, yeah.
Yeah. This is not a surprise at all. Tier 3 mitigations statewide, every region basically almost in the same place. What does this mean? Let's walk through what it means for different types of businesses, whether it's retail, hotels, gyms. What are we looking at on Friday?
Well, Brian, realistically, on the very positive side, it is not a complete shutdown. Everybody on the state will be on the same page, same rules. So things like gyms, I think they will be open, but you have to have a reservation. You have to work out one-on-one, no big groups or anything like that. So it's not a shutdown. You can get your hair cut. You can get your hair done, nails. Those are still open. Retail is still open. Now, many of our retail stores have been really good about the number of people in their stores and really monitoring that anyway. So, you know, that's where we are. We're not shutting down. He's calling it a pause.
The reaction yesterday was typical of the reaction from so many people. It runs the range of this is all a hoax, fake news, to it's about time, and everything in between. Bars and restaurants closed at 11, may reopen no earlier than 6 a.m., no indoor service. All bar and restaurant patrons should be seated at tables outside, no ordering, seating, or congregating at bar. Tables should be 6 feet apart, no standing or congregating outdoors while waiting for a table or exiting, no dancing or standing indoors, no tables exceeding 6 people, blah, blah, blah. Health and fitness centers operate no more than 25% capacity, no indoor group classes, face coverings must be worn at all times, including while engaged in individual exercise, regardless of person or machine spacing. Reservations required. Locker room areas will be closed. Hotels, indoor recreation, the list goes on and on. What has the reaction been, I mean, as far as just the people you have talked to over the last 24 hours?
Well, I've talked to a lot of people. A lot of them are not happy with the mask ordinance that the city enacted Monday night.
What are they not happy about?
It's an infringement on their personal freedom.
Okay.
And, you know, additionally with these new Tier 3 mitigations, we are back to 10 people. So 10 people at a funeral, you know, groups are smaller. They're really, really encouraging people not to congregate in homes. And that's really going to be tough. We're not going to be monitoring and going door to door checking on who's at Thanksgiving dinner. But they're really, the smart thing to do is make it small. Keep it within your bubble, your immediate family. It's awful. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I think even the question I asked you, the phrasing was off. No one's happy about any of this.
No
one's happy when you have to discipline a child or your report card doesn't work out right. I mean, none of this is a happy situation, but it is a realistic and responsible situation. I saw yesterday the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. They are the ones who are representing and lobbying for our small businesses. They said the Tier 3 mitigations announced today by Governor Pritzker strikes the right balance between allowing access to retail services and the need to adjust safety measures in response to the latest science about how to address this virus. I saw the Illinois Health and Hospital Association reaction. I saw the Illinois Manufacturers Association response. I saw the Illinois Nurses Association response. I saw the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association's response. All of these groups are saying this is what we have to do. I heard person after person get up at the city council meeting on Monday night and tell you, well, there's other facts out there. There's not a single medical body out there that is not supporting what we are doing right now in the state of Illinois.
You know, we are in for a couple of dark months, Brian. It's going to get bad before it gets worse. And I hate to be negative, but I think that's the reality. These steps had to be taken to save lives. When Governor Pritzker said yesterday, if we don't do something, the data is showing us we are looking at 45,000 more Illinoisans dead by March. That's unreal.
let's talk about the numbers yesterday here in Macon County. Four more deaths and 125 positive cases. I keep waiting for, and then I don't even know, not to, I don't mistrust the numbers. I just know the backup of tests. It's hard to really gauge where you feel like you are in a 24-hour period because you don't know how delayed some of these test results are.
And that's very, very true. More tests are happening, so there's a slowdown is natural. And I look at some of the major numbers coming out of our surrounding communities like Sangamon County and McLean County, where they're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of positive tests every day. And so I see us what now looks like a small number at 125. And I'm just waiting for the day that it comes out much, much worse. And we've got to do what we can do. None of this is fun. Nobody's happy. Let's just band together and fight the real enemy. The real enemy is COVID, not each other.
I hoped, you know, after the election was over that maybe we'd get a little less of that. That seems to be not going away anytime soon, but hopefully it can, because it's not a red or blue virus. It's not young and old. It's not American against American. We need to really buckle down and tackle this thing together. I'm just afraid that's not going to happen, or people are going to continue to just deny that this is out there the way that it is. I saw an interesting, my CEO, Beth Newhoff, sent me a graphic and a picture of a family getting together for the holiday season, and the headline was, "This holiday season, your guest list may be bigger than you think," and then it goes person by person around this kitchen island. You know, the kid who has 18 or 19 classmates, three teachers, eight neighbors, you know, the husband who has 25 employees and 115 customers, the wife who has seven workmates and 24 clients, the other child who has 15 teammates, seven friends, one girlfriend. You go on and you start doing the math. This Thanksgiving has the potential to be an absolute disaster for not just Macon County, but for the entire country.
Brian, you're absolutely right, and that's what health officials have been warning about and are very, very worried about. You know, it was interesting. Dr. Azike said, if you love to cook, go ahead and cook. Drop off your special recipe at your relative's house, your friend's house, whatever, but please don't get together. And it's a hard ask. Thanksgiving, it's what we do in America. We get together with friends and long, you know, relatives you don't see very often, and it's a joyful time. But is this really worth it? I mean, I hate what I'm giving up, okay, and I'm on board. But yet, it's like I was talking to my daughter this morning. I'm kind of sad. You know, it's not going to be what it always is. But, you know, realistically, we have to get through this.
It's interesting to, I don't know if you're following the latest with the lawsuits from some of the restaurants around the state. This Thomas DeVore, who has really, you know, given up, as far as I'm concerned, any credibility as an upstanding lawyer in this state, you know, offering $1,000 bounty for people to get pictures of Governor Pritzker out celebrating Thanksgiving. He's now 1-for-20 in his lawsuits. And yet every day, because of his lawsuits and his public social media post, there are people right here in Macon County that will post on Nauticator.com or other media websites, the governor can't do this, he has no power, he's lost in court. And I don't know what these people are following, but why does this guy continue to do this? He's 1-for-20.
And I don't know if he was involved in these Springfield restaurants that were cited this week by their health department, but they lost in circuit court yesterday.
Yeah, and now they're going to be shut down.
Well, and you start talking about things that are on social media. I don't know if you watched Governor Pritzker, but I really thought he had a moment yesterday when he was explaining his Thanksgiving plans and why he had not been talking about them and the ordeal his daughter had been put through when, you know, there are all these pictures circulating of her outdoors or indoors having kind of a party atmosphere with friends in Chicago when it wasn't her, and the threats that have come to his family. And it was just the enormity of this is amazing, and what the ugliness when we need to be really focusing on getting through this, not attacking each other.
Thomas DeVore represented Charlie Parker's Fox Run and the Sweet Basil Cafe in Springfield that all lost their cases yesterday and now will be shut down. Do you think that these businesses, as tough as it is, and I feel like I have to say this over and over, no one is rooting for them more than I am as far as keeping their business open and surviving this, but do you think that they ever think about what message it sends to the people who are taking this seriously, that they don't care about your health?
Brian, I think these small business owners, the ones in Decatur that I know, they care very deeply about their customers. They are doing what they can as far as trying, and have been, to make sure that it's safe when they are preparing food and serving food. And the majority, you're going to have one or two that are just like, forget it, we're doing this without a mask. But the business owners that I talk to, the ones I know, they have been trying so hard. And this is not fair to them. It's what happened. COVID happened to them. And because of the very nature of their business, that they've got to have people inside in the winter to be able to feed them to survive. And it's not easy when it's, you know, you can have full service. I mean, you go back to the recession when restaurants around downtown Decatur were calling each other, do you have any business tonight? It is a hard business to begin with. And they are really caught in the crosshairs. And if you look at bigger businesses too, you know, hotels, travel is off. You know, imagine really owning an airline industry or having, you know, major, be an employee there. Everything has changed. Every industry is hurt. Now, you've got some that are doing well. You know, real estate is doing really well. Home improvement areas, those businesses are thriving in this because we're all stuck at home. But the majority of small businesses are being hit with something they never anticipated, couldn't anticipate, and can't fight.
Mayor, I agree with you totally. A small business up to large business, Newhoff Media to HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. I think that's a given. We all know that. But these restaurants in Springfield, they had already had their license revoked and then were still operating. Do you think that means they care about their customers?
I think they do care about their customers, and they want to be there to be open for them. I don't think they don't care. I think they're trying to survive, and they're doing what they can. And you know, when you have people like this Thomas DeVore saying, yeah, you're fine, this order's not valid, they're taking that chance.
Yeah, I will take you for your word that you mean that. To me, if I have a restaurant, I don't care if it's locally owned or not, and the health department revokes their license for not following the rules, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, and they just say, screw you and open anyway, I'm never spending a dime in that restaurant ever again.
Well, we're not in their shoes, and you may not be able to spend a dime in those restaurants because they may not be here. That is, unfortunately, the reality of this nightmare.
Okay, then where does it stop? I mean, do we all just sort of do what we have to do, no matter what the restrictions, just to survive?
No, I'm not suggesting that they should violate, you know, rules of the health department, rules of the city, rules of the state. I'm not. I just have the empathy. I get it. You know, if they're looking at being open or never again, and so they're getting bad legal advice from this Thomas DeVore saying you have every right to be open. There's a lot on social media that backs up what, you know, he says, and so you pay attention to what you hear. And it's there's nothing easy about any of this, and I don't have the right answers, and I'm not a small business owner. I'm not.
No, but the hospital wouldn't just openly violate what would be putting people in danger. You can't do that.
No, and I don't think that really these small business owners think they're doing that. They are trying to survive, and they know their customers. They know themselves. They know their employees, and they are doing what they can.
Yeah, that's
and
the same
not
thing.
Right. I know. It's violating everything. I can't argue this very well. I can't.
I'm not asking you to. It's not your job to argue it. I'm not asking you that at all. I'm just saying we can't tell people don't be around your family for Thanksgiving, but go ahead and open up your restaurant and violate the orders that are in place to try to protect people because you're worried. Everybody's worried. Everybody's business has been turned upside down. There's a few categories that are doing well, but I would say 98% of the across the board businesses are hurting and been damaged by this. And if we just take this, I'm only in it for me and I'm only going to do what I can to make sure I survive, what does that mean for the we?
Well, the reality of it is the federal government has to do something.
Yes,
they were able
absolutely.
To turn everything around on a dime and get money to these small businesses, to these employees, to keep people from, you know, ending up on the streets. They did it. They can do it now. They need to do it right now. They need to pivot. They made mistakes. Okay, fine. I'll take the mistakes, but let's help these businesses survive.
Because totally
agree. They can't do it by themselves.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.